This is the 1UP Sales Development Podcast, a podcast made by SDRs for SDRs. This one goes out to all the hustlers on the phones, each and every day, slugging it out. If you're new and you need help with cold calling, I got you.
Hey, Bob, may I have 27 seconds just to explain the reason for my call?
And you can decide if we should continue or not. Personalization with relevancy.
I got you.
Hey, Bob, I noticed you have a lovely garden and you love to grow plants. Incidentally, what are you doing today to grow your sales team? Overcoming objections.
I got you.
Hey, Bob, the last thing I like to do is send over information that's irrelevant. To narrow this down, I'd like to ask you a few questions. Would that be all right? How to extract information and make friends with gatekeepers.
I got you.
Hey, Sally, I'm not even sure if Bob's the right person I should be speaking to. Would it be alright if I explain the reason for my call and perhaps maybe you can help?
We're in it to win it.
Better together. SDRs unite!
I'm your host, Jackson Lil.
Everyday practitioner.
From the front lines for the front lines.
To the game, baby.
Practice what you preach.
Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show. Here we go. Shit. Welcome back to another edition of the 1UP Sales Development Podcast, you guys. This is a 12-day special Christmas drop, and this is drop number 10. Introducing the one and only Mr. Rahu Wadwa, coming straight out of India, straight from across the globe, all day, every day. So, I met Rahu during my time over at 10 Bound, and I was just so surprised when he was over at Charge Bees that he was open to really just running a blog with us. And he jumped on from over across the globe, over the different time frame, and he ran an amazing blog. Truly love it, and that's exactly how we kept our relationship. But he was also a really, really huge active member of SDU. He's a big, big believer in helping others to the ones around him, and he truly believes in Jim Rohn's philosophy that the beginning of receiving is giving. And that's exactly what he's been doing today from the ground up. Even with when the pandemic happened, he wrote out a book to help a lot of SDR and BDRs strategize and find their next gig, or perhaps even land their first role, by getting all the top sales and sales development leaders to have their input all into one place. And I want to go ahead and just read you his bio for you real quick. So, he's from the front lines for the front lines, and that's exactly how you do it. You can't really roll out a team of SDR and BDR just because it's a buzzword, just because you want to roll out a pipeline, or just because you want to do it because you want to do it and have them report to someone who, well, never really done it or don't really know what they're doing. So, Rahu's bio goes, I am a millennial managing millennials for a living. His story, I was in the right place at the right time. Am I a born salesperson? As a kid, I was able to convince my Indian parents into letting me study how alcohol is made so I could make a living. Get work at 17 as a bartender with no experience, convince more than 30 companies to hire me in less than 10 years. If sales isn't about convincing another person to buy your idea, then yes, I have made a few sales in my life. Damn, boy. And then he goes, why sales development? Look around. Every SDR wants to become an AE and then sales manager. Everyone wants to build an outbound team without grooming people in this role. Few sales managers handle sales development and the sales function both. What's the problem, you ask? Please think of the best Chinese restaurant you like and then imagine them selling Indian food to you. I rest your case. I fucking love it. Hashtag mic drop. Rahu, thank you again so much for coming on the 1UP Sales Development Podcast. I truly appreciate you coming from across the globe, sharing your industry knowledge, best strategies, tactics, and how to be successful in this type of role. Stay safe and Merry Christmas, brother. And you know I got you all day, every day. One love, one heart. And of course, we can't forget about a sponsor who made this 12-day Christmas drop episode possible. Better Growth, baby. So this podcast is brought to you by Better Growth, a software consultancy that helps companies reduce churn, increase adoption, and improve revenue generation. So if you're interested in a 30-minute consultation with an award-winning team, head over to www.bettergrowth.com. That's www.bettergrowth.com. bettergrowth.com. Yay, yay.
All right. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the One Up Sales Development Podcast. For someone I got for you today is truly, truly, truly special. This is a really dear friend of mine. This is someone who I met from on the job over working at Tenbound. Shout out to you, Mr. David Delaney. And what really caught my eye with this individual is he's different and he's unique. And more importantly, he's coming straight hot from across the globe. He's coming from the front lines for the front lines. He started out as an SDR himself, worked with his way up the ranks, building teams, providing content, helping people, helping SDRs, helping VDRs, how to do email formatting, cold calls, objections, you name it, he got it. Please give me a warm welcome for the one and only Mr. Rahul Wadhwa over at VWO, straight from India. Rahul.
Thank you, Jackson. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really excited to be here. I think we probably go like 3 months. It's been 3 months since we first chatted. I think more than that. I think that was pre-COVID, if I remember right. And I'm glad that we're actually speaking for the third or fourth time now.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rahul, thank you again so much for being open to this. So I know we're currently recording over at where you're at. It's about 10:35 p.m. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. And for those who are listening right now, if someone's on here in the sales development world and they're willing to do that, especially even if it's too early or late night like that, that's when you know they're the real deal. So Rahul, thank you for coming in and doing that.
My pleasure again, man.
Yeah. And hey, so for the record, I'm sorry. I should have asked before. Did I pronounce your last name right? Was that Wadhwa or is it just Wadhwa?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you got it right.
Wadhwa. Okay. Rahul Wadhwa. Yeah. All right. Rahul. So I know we first met when I just joined Tenbound and David asked me to reach out to sales development leaders to feature on our blog as if, opening up relationships and really to truly pick your brain. And I remember from our first engagement right off the bat, yeah, let's do it. And then I checked your profile and stuff. And I thought you were in San Francisco. And I remember when we did our blog interview too as well, you were also in India. So I was like, oh God damn, from across the globe. And that's when we met, and I'm glad we kept the relationship going. So without further ado, why don't we go ahead and just tell our audience here, what is it that you currently do right now and the company that you work for?
Sure. So I lead a team of 9 fantastic VDRs for a company called VWO. I'll actually talk more about the company in a minute. I am guessing the audience, usually are aware of what VDR, but in the sense, when we talk about VDRs in India, they can be synonymous with what we have SDR around the world, especially US and UK and other country, above the country. SDR in India typically, qualifies the inbound lead. So that's the reason I said BDR. So BDRs, as we understand, are people from the sales team in charge of bringing new business opportunities, usually through cold calls, cold emails, networking, social selling, you call it. And if you are a BDR or if you know what BDR do, you understand it's a very tough job. And part of my KRA is to make it look very easy. And coming back to the company. So before I talk more about the company, let me give you an example, and I think may make it very interesting and very easy for everyone to understand. If you've been to Walmart, I'm sure you would understand that, there's a reason everything has been placed in certain way. You would realize that liquor section may be at the back, and then there are medical supplies, which might be in the front. And then you will see clothing section is at one end. And you will probably realize that, hey, during festival times, maybe during the Black Friday sale, things, revolve. You will see, electronic items come to the front. So when you realize, you would actually probably realize that companies are doing it. The Walmart, the visual merchandiser is probably doing that to make sure, you as a customer have a great experience. At the same time, Walmart as a company is earning their best mileage, right? That is exactly what we do, but we do that for the websites where companies use our product to basically A/B test, like the way we use in outreach or sales love, the way we do for emails. The companies use our product to basically A/B test their website to see, which is actually leading to the best conversions. And that is how we come into the picture. So if you reach out, in fact, if you reach out to outreach.io, you will actually see our product, you know, popping up, so you'll know it's us.
Oh, nice. Okay. So let's dive a little bit deeper in that. So can you give us a brief example? You mentioned about A/B testing about websites. So how does this mm-hmm. really work, and how do you really make it effective when using VWO?
Sure. So if I were to, let's say, talk technically, you know, it's like an all-in-one platform that improves the key business matrix by empowering you to really, you know, discover the insight, test more ideas, improve the engagement across the entire customer journey from the time, let's say, customer visits your website to the time customer either signs up for a trial or, you know, simply leaves your website, let's say, without signing up. That's like bouncing rate, right? So you can create like a repeatable and data-driven process for analyzing the visitor data, you know, understanding their user behavior, implement and test different ideas for the overall website conversion. So you could be selling anything from e-commerce to, let's say, SaaS to, you know, you could be a hotel, right, for that matter. And your idea is that, you know, when somebody visits your website, they should be able to book a room, you know, in the most seamless manner. So if you realize that, you know, and this specifically goes for a lot of SaaS companies since we work with them. Let's say if your form is very lengthy and, you know, you want to test, hey, you know what, there are 1,000 visitors who are visiting my website, but only 200, let's say, are filling up the form. What if I could remove, let's say, some of the elements which I probably don't need, like, let's say, their phone number, or maybe it could be the industry they're from or their title. So if I remove those titles, I'm actually removing the friction, and these are just a few very few areas which I'm able to test using our product.
Nice. Love it. Thank you for that. Okay, so it's pretty much the way I see it too, based on what you just told me. So it's kind of like a tracker, so to say, right? Let's say if I was to have a website and I'm selling two different things on there. Maybe I can change up the color and the wording and the fonts, and then perhaps, yep. And then that's how you track it. And that's how you guys would measure it. And then you guys would go ahead and move towards it as it gets more engagement, so to say.
Absolutely. So that's like one element of what our product does. I mean, of course we have like more, which is involved in the user whole journey. What I would recommend, if anybody is listening to it, head over to YouTube, simply type in VWO explainer video. That's the best explainer video you will ever see in your life. It's got over 6 million views. Let me tell you, you'll never see a video, you know, explainer video with over 6 million views.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Thank you for that. So, Raul, let's go ahead and just jump gears here. And you're an SDR manager, and you really started over the front line. So what's your story? How did you get started in sales? What was like the inkling for you? What did you do before this that actually tied you in and said, you know what, I want to go ahead and take a stab at sales development?
So it's a very interesting story, you know, and I always, I don't shy away from telling this to anybody who asks.
Yeah.
So I think throughout my whole career journey, you know, there has been always people who were there to, you know, I would say, pull me into the next journey where I want to reach, or to the next destination, I might say. So after I returned from the US, my mother, like I said, did not let me go back. So I actually got the first job I could. I actually joined American Express, and a lot of my folks from a lot of my college friends were there. So I thought, you know, I'll give it a try. I used to work in the customer service, so where I used to take calls from, you know, these customers, like 100 calls, like in 8 hours, back-to-back calls. You can only breathe for like 30 minutes in a day, have to like take like back-to-back calls. Yeah, it was pretty intense. But yeah. I think I learned the best lessons. I think we were highly trained. It's the best company I would still say to work for. Then there was a friend of mine who actually moved to a different company. Which was into B2B collections, where I was supposed to collect money from CEOs. So that kind of came in handy because in sales right now, we kind of sell time to CEOs. Hey, you know, would you like to give me 15 minutes? Imagine asking a CEO for the money.
Oh,
you know, I know. That. So. Yeah, that kind of prepared you for what I'm doing right now and what I'm coaching people today, because I believe, you know, if I could ask a CEO for the money, I think asking for 3 minutes should be easy, right?
Yeah.
So I did that for 2 years. And then one of my other colleague, you know, who was actually, who actually had a chance to appear for a company, which was similar to Zendesk, a company called Kayako. He was actually supposed to interview the next day. And he said, you know what, he said, do you want to come in? I said, okay. And we both went together. Unfortunately, he never made it, but I did.
Dang.
So, yeah, I mean, that was them. But yeah, so I kind of made it because even though I did not have experience, so they were really looking for people who had some sort of customer service background. And he and I used to kind of share that with the previous company. So that was definitely a way in, but at the same time, I think I found my way in because I had to give like 10 mock calls just to get into that role because I had never done I'd never done sales, I had never done SDR, BDR role. So I had to do 10 calls because they wanted to see how soon I can implement the feedback. So yeah. Call one, they'll give me a feedback. Call two, I have to implement the same feedback and show that with the full confidence. And that's what we repeated the same exercise for 10 calls and boom, I kind of made it. But yeah, it was an intense interview, I would say.
Nice.
Yeah. Then I think from there, that was probably the journey when I started in sales. And after that, you know, what fix happened, I moved to Bangalore, which is actually south part of India where I'm right now. And that's where I actually got a chance to build my first BDR team. I did the BDR SDR work myself. I was the first BDR SDR for that matter for that company. And from there, you know, I kind of got the chance. I think it kind of happened by chance that I became the leader. And like many people in sales, you know, I wanted to be an IC role for as long as I can. But yeah, there was an opportunity. I kind of jumped on it. And yeah, here I am.
Nice, nice. I love it. I love it. I love it. And congratulations, by the way. You've gone a long way. You know, that's fantastic and great. And hey, you just launched a book too, I believe, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So I think I was writing that for a very long time. I think I actually switched job recently myself. So I implemented most of the practices myself. And I think you kind of witnessed a few of them. I think I took your help as well. So yeah, a lot of thanks goes to you too.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. That's all you. And thank you for having my part in there too. I know you have several people in there, but it's all very golden, great content in there. But I really want to dive a little bit deeper. So I want to pick your brain on this, Rahul. So you start out this book, sure. And it's a huge, huge, huge book. Like if I was started about 2 years ago and if this book was available to me, it would have been super valuable. So what prompted you to take action and pull the trigger on creating this book?
I think it was evident that a book like this should have been printed. So what I did is I in my part time, you know, on weekends, especially Saturdays, I kind of spend like an hour every time. You know, I actually have a calendar where I have like 4 slots where I'm able to speak to like 4 people for 15 minutes each and give them guidance on, you know, what they can do. And then I realized, you know, that all these people are looking for help. And these are just the people who kind of reached out to me. What about the people who did not reach out or who still need help? And then I actually went to Amazon and realized, you know what? There's no such book which exists. When we talk about, especially for SDRs, there is nothing. I searched on LinkedIn as much as I could. I mean, I did find a lot of tips. It's all floating around. There's no structured way where people can follow, you know, one approach. So for example, when you want to become a kick-ass SDR, there's a book, the training program. If you go to YouTube and you find out, hey, how do I crack interviews? You would realize that there are tips from HR managers. There are tips from like multinational companies, which might not benefit you. Most of us are actually working in startups or maybe SaaS companies, which are not as big as, you know, the companies we really, work with. Yeah. Then, I think 2 years back, I did like a small series. In my first role, that's on my channel as well on YouTube, where I kind of broken that down into 5 parts. Like, what can you do to, you know, get hired at my company?
Oh,
so
nice.
That's like a five step series I did, and that kind of was dwelling on for a long time. And I think I kind of dilly dallied on this project for a long time, very long time. And that's when I brought in one of my ex-SDR, and I said, you know what, I cannot do this alone. I need somebody. So maybe you need to push me. Maybe you need to give me some ideas. And that's when it happened.
Nice.
And I think it's a good hit. It's a big hit. So far, I think 10 people have reported that they kind of already got the job, the one they wanted. And I made it public. So it's like over 800 reviews already on LinkedIn. Yeah.
Oh man, that's fantastic. Fantastic. And congratulations again, by the way, for truly taking action and putting your time out and really making it happen. You know, in life, when it comes to these type of things, like even if you have at least one person, that one person, as long as you know that one person benefited from it, learned from it, it changed their life, it's all well worth it. And now you got more than one plus, and that's the right way to do it. I love it, man.
Yep. So now I'm actually working on my second book. The idea is, you actually got hired in the company. What do you do next? Like, how do you get promoted? Yeah.
I love it. What's the first book called again for the title?
It's Get Hired. The second book will be called Get Promoted. I don't know what the third one will be called.
Nice. No problem. Really excited for that. And when this episode launched, probably in like November, December, then hopefully it'll be out by then. So yeah, we got that. Oh man. Yeah. Rahul, so you mentioned you created a series a while back, something about a 5-step series to get hired. Can you share something about that with the audience here today? Perhaps a tip from that series that they can take away?
I think, like I said, it was a 5-step series where I'm focusing on one area each. I think today we just realized that, there's a big company which laid off like 1,000 people, and out of which I know like at least 50 people, personally through LinkedIn. And so it's a tough war out there right now. And anybody who's actually out there looking for a job, my recommendation to you would be, and that is a tip again from my series, you would have to find out how you can be spotted. You would have to really find out. I actually help a lot of my other hiring managers, in other companies, hire them faster. So one of the things I realized is they receive about 2,000 applications.
Yeah.
Now with more people, furloughing more employees, the job seekers have to really understand it's going to be even more tougher. Your job is going to be even tougher. So imagine I'm a startup. Okay. I don't have many resources to really go through all those 2,000 or 3,000 employees. How would I go about, really finding out whether you are the right fit? So it's your job to make sure you can, just act like prospecting the way you do prospecting. Your prospect is receiving like hundreds of email. How would you make sure yours get read? How do you make sure yours get replied to? You want to make a video? Make a video. Do everything and anything you can today, especially today, when the market is so hard. So yeah, find a way how you can be spotted. I think that's the only tip I would probably give it today.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, breaking through the noise, and that's where it's at. I love that. Treating it just like the way you're prospecting. And you're absolutely right. So, if you're a startup company and you got like all these 2,000-3,000 emails, like, fuck man, it's overwhelming. What do? I'm just gonna scroll past. Maybe I'll click here, click there. But majority of it's just a select on delete. Delete the first 25 in the inbox, and you got like one subject line straight to like, hey, Rahul made you a video. And it's like, hey, Rahul, I'm not sure if you're hiring or not. In case you do, I understand you can't interview everyone, but here's a quick video on me specifically for you on why you should hire me. And I click the interview. It's like all personalized, and that's daring to get a response, So yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah, the video thing always works. I think I always love when you reply to me via video. So I really love that. I sent a video to a prospect yesterday who happened to actually connect with me. And I was like surprised over the weekend. So I sent him a quick video outlining, what we do and if it really makes sense for us to catch up. Nice. He replied, although he wasn't interested, but he replied like immediately. So yeah, we know for a fact video works.
Absolutely. Humanizing it, right? Even though there's all this technology and this noise. And, I love that, Rahul. Like the relationship we have, how we're always helping each other. And, I'm really happy for this. So, Rahul, you started from the front lines for the front lines. You started as an SDR. Majority of people would like to be an AE route, some customer success, So I'm an SDR manager, but you consistently over and over choose the SDR manager role. Why is that?
How should I go about this? So see, if you talk about SDR manager role in US or let's say any other country, let's say US, UK, and that's a predominantly, you know, two countries I can think of. It's, you do a quick LinkedIn search, you know, you find sales development manager, sales development leader, SDR manager, you will find like over 100,000 people. Okay. Like, right. That's a fact right now, given the Silicon Valley. And of course, you do that research in India. You did that search in India. I bet you will not even find 20,000 people. And when I say I have actually done that, so that's how I know that number is true. And even those 20,000 numbers, you would realize that sales development manager is always synonymous in India, especially with people who are actually SDR, but they want to, you know, write sales development manager. So the point is, there are not many. There were not many when I actually decided to become an SDR manager then. There are not many even right now. So if you look at this, I actually have a way where I can probably create a niche for, and at the same time, leave a legacy for people to follow.
Oh, that's my one. God.
Two.
Okay.
Two. I think when I was, you know, growing up in the SDR role, I think Morgan J. Ingram was kind of my mentor. And, you know, I really used to look up to his videos when I was growing up. And I realized, you know, man, I want to be like him. You know, I actually wanted to be like him. I followed his journey from Terminus as in from an SDR to SDR manager, and then he joined John Darrow's training. So he was always like mentor, and I was like, you know what? And when I was growing up, I did not see anybody in my circle, you know, as an SDR manager. Everybody used to be sales manager, directors, and so director sales usually used to manage. But now, if you look at this, the SaaS industries in India are growing big. I have worked with some of the best startups in the world. Two of my previous companies are among the top 100 companies, top 100 startups in the world. So nice, I know that, nice. You know, if I'm able to, you know, perform here and, you know, leave a legacy, I know I can look, I have something to look forward to. And today, I know. So at the same time, I think you actually raise a valid point. So most of the SDRs, and this is what I tell my people, this is true for most of the companies in India, and I'm guessing even across the world. Most of the SDRs think, you know, the next path for them is an account executive or a sales manager or whatever. But sometimes you have to really find out where your strengths lie and, you know, really play accordingly. I'm not saying that I am not equipped or I'm not qualified to become an AE. Maybe sometime in the future, you never know. But for now, I think, that there's a huge scope in India, especially for my role, I believe.
Nice, nice, nice. There it is. That's why. Okay. So, Raul, I'm not bashing on SDR managers, so to say, none at all. I love them. I feel for them, mm-hmm. but I just want to pick your brain and see how it is. And it seems to me that you're in it for the big picture. Based on what you told me, it's like, hey, the reason I chose SDR manager, because where I'm at, there's not much of it here. And if I get my foot in the door on that specific spot and investing my time and just creating content to help people around there within that geographic area and just helping others, like how you deal with the book along with the upcoming book, and really just following your mentors that you learn from, you know, Morgan Ingram, John Barrows, and basically you're on your way to be the John Barrows in India. Right,
that's like a very distant dream.
Yeah, you're the Morgan Ingram in India, man, and that's highly powerful, respected.
Yeah, position. I can definitely aspire to be him, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and I know off the bat, you're well on your way, and you know, sooner or later, I would say you already are. So I love it. So
thank you.
Hey, Raul. So, in your eyes, so you run a team of SDRs. In your eyes, when it comes down to it, and I just want to pick your brain, like, let's say if you're interviewing someone right now, a candidate, like, what is it that you look for in a successful SDR? What are a few traits you can share with us for our listeners to learn and abide by today?
Sure. So I think I have interviewed over close to more than 300 people in the last 2 years.
Damn.
Okay. I've really spoken. Yeah.
300.
So this could be, this ranges from anywhere between 15 minutes to like an hour or maybe 2 hour, you know, in person or on phone conversations. And I've hired about, I would say less than 15. You know, I'm not trying to really get to, you know, the win rate or probably the higher rate. But the idea, what I'm trying to tell is, and I think everybody, you know, I think more than 50% of them have already mastered the role or probably run the ladder. And, you know, they are actually doing pretty great. Some of them are senior SDR team leads. Two of them recently became account executives. So nice. I think that's how I know, you know, I've actually done the right thing. And that's how I know that I've actually kind of picked the right pedigree. I think one thing which I really look for is how passionate you are and are you coachable? You know, when was the last time you,
nice.
So one of the questions, you know, actually that's in the book too. When was the last time you got a feedback? If you did not get the feedback, I'm okay with that. But did you go and ask for one? Do you have that as a persona? You know, do you have that in your personality that, you know, you want to improve continuously? Because in a role like BDR, if you are not continuously improving, I don't care, you know, if you've done the BDR role before or not, as long as you know that, you know, you have to improve. And if you're able to prove to me that, you know, last time, you know, you actually identified, you introspected and you found out, hey, this is where I lack and this is what I want to do. And if you've done something, even if you're like 10% into it, I'm okay. I'll buy that shit.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. You just hit the nail on the head. I love it. I love it. Just like music to my ears. And you know, you interviewed over 300 candidates, right? And for me, I interviewed over 25 plus sales development leaders for the blog and stuff, yourself included in there. And one thing I picked up is, you know, like top SDR leaders, they're very, 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 they have a keenful eye. They know exactly what they're looking for. And they ask you and they throw a few things out there. Sometimes they throw a few sandwiches to see if you'll bite it or not. Maybe an apple, you'll grab it. And really, just like what you said, and the true that I found very most common is just what you just said, where you don't care if they have sales experience or not, but what's more important is that, are they highly coachable? Are they willing to take feedback? Are they willing, and more importantly, the biggest challenge for SDRs and BDRs is implementing the feedback, because sometimes you just tell them something, it goes through one ear and goes through the other. Like, hey, Rahul, hoping I just did this cold call, hoping you can help me out with this. And you're like, great, Jackson. This is where you need to stop saying and stop asking those questions, or stop saying this specific way. I'm like, yeah, sure, okay. And it doesn't register a process. And then they go on the call, they get nervous, and then it happens again until that cracking point. So I really love that. Coachable and being very passionate, because you can't fake being passionate. And the reason I say that is because this is where people who fakes it till you make it gets caught. They said, you know what? I don't know what sales development is. I don't know what VW is. I'm just going to go and wing it with Rahul. And you'll be like, all right, so are you passionate? Yes, I am. What are you passionate about? VWO. And you don't do your research, then that's when you get caught. And you have the right to say, I caught you, Rahul. I caught you, right? Oh, man. I love it. Oh, bro,
you have no idea how many times does that happen all the time,
right? And you're like, oh, that's like a red list. So bro, speaking of that, when things like that do happen, you interviewed over 300 plus candidates, what's your strategy when it comes to hiring people? Like, do you have a checkbox on the side, something you have a process in place, you're just looking for a specific thing, you're tallying it? Some people do scorecards. Some people do just like a specific red notes or just red flags. What does it look like on your end?
Sure. I think most of the companies I've kind of worked with, we used to have a plan which would involve where there would be. So I would actually first get on a 15 minutes call just to make sure, you know, all the hygiene items are in place, the communication, you know, and the person has a relevant experience. If not a relevant experience, of course, the person can speak well, sounds well. All that hygienic stuff, right? So if I found that okay, that person moved to the next round, then the next round is again with me, which is like in 45 minutes to an hour round, where I, of course, check for the red flags. And we go in details, and some of the questions I've already covered in the book. That's what I check. I think I've already given my scorecard, if you ask me. So I don't have a scorecard. For me, it kind of did not work. I'm not saying that doesn't work. I'm saying it did not work for me. So the point I was trying to make is, so we used to have like a 4 or 5 panel process where I would make a process with my manager. Hey, these are the items which I'm going to check. So that you don't have to check this again, or probably don't have to, you can probably focus on other areas. And my manager would do the same exercise with his manager and so on. So for example, I would check on, of course, coachability. I would check, of course, on if you were to, you know, let's say run me through your day. And of course, I would pull the thread. Nice. And, you know, that's how we will go around this. So yeah, I think, like I said, scorecard doesn't work for me, but I think the process I've built better has really worked out for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. I love that. I want to tag on this real quick. So you mentioned scorecard doesn't work for you. Totally fine. And where I see a lot of SDR managers too, some of them use scorecard, some of them don't. For me, I actually tested out myself, and I don't go with a scorecard too either. You're treating them like a number. If you're treating them like a number, they're going to end up being a number. It's the way I'm seeing. And I'm more of a strategic approach, just like you, where it's more like, okay, how do they sound like? Do they sound confident on the phone? And if they have like, I don't know if you ever came through it, they have like a shitty voice or like just so squeaky, and they're really squeaky and they're not coachable and talking like this, then, you know, that's just okay. It's not the right person to do so. But if it doesn't, but you're absolutely right. Looking for the right hygiene, and I love that. That's the positive charge word. That's the word. Looking for that positive hygiene, and is it all there? Once it checks the boxes, great. It's moving on, and really just come down to it. You just test them off the bat. Hey, pitch me right now. Oh man. Okay, so. Rahul, I know we're running up against the time here, and just before we ended up short, so let's say for our listeners today, you know, new and young SDRs and BDRs, if they somehow, some way want to be an SDR manager, what are a few tips and advice you have for them?
Someone who is maybe trying to, let's say, get into the SDR or BDR role, maybe trying to become an SDR manager, one, I'd say, and I think that's advice which probably fits both the criteria, both the categories, you know, fail faster. I think in a world where we are right now,
fail fast.
I think if you delay, you know, the game is over. So you have to really, really fail faster, try as many approaches as you can. But at the same time, I would also advise against applying anything and everything you find on LinkedIn or, you know, anywhere you read. So you have to really start training yourself to separate yourself, you know, separate the best advices from the noise, you know. While we have the technology at our fingertips, we have to also realize that anybody can write anything. I can probably go on LinkedIn right now and say that, you know what, I eat 5 bananas a day and I make $100. And that's a secret of my cold calling, you know. I mean, I don't have to prove it to you. Because that's how social media works. That's how everything works. So I would advise everybody, you know, if you want to follow somebody's advice, follow some credible people, you know, people who have been doing this for like more number of years than you can imagine. Follow their advice and don't follow everybody's advice. You get confused, you know, stick to one person when you're beginning. Take their advice, you know, once things start moving, that's when you can experiment. That's when you have room for the experiment. I think that pretty much sums it all.
Nice. Nice. I love that. Fail faster. That's one of the best way to put it. You fail faster. And in life, we all know there's no, silver bullets. There's no secret sauce to winning. Really, you come down to it is failing faster, because you're gonna fail till you succeed.
Yep.
Man. All right, so Rahul, thank you again so much from across the globe. If there's anyone out here who'd like to reach out to you, say thank you. What's the best way to reach out?
I think I'm available on LinkedIn like 24/7. So if you ask my wife, she'll be feeling and say that I'll also reply on weekends. I do.
Actually, yes, you do.
So yeah,
I experienced that.
So yeah, feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. I actually joined PS Facebook recently, so feel free to find me and add me there. I don't mind. So yeah, anywhere is fine. I have my phone number on LinkedIn too. So anytime is fine, actually.
All right, there you go, folks. And that wraps it up for this episode of the 1UP Sales Development Podcast. Thank you again, Rahul Wadhwa, the Sales Development Manager at VWO. We're super happy to have you come on and share your story.
It was my pleasure, Jackson. Thank you.